All right, please turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and when you get there, please go to verse 35. So the title of my sermon tonight is More Than Conquerors, which is a phrase that comes from Romans chapter 8. So I want to talk about how we as Christians, through our Lord Jesus Christ, have gotten victory over this world. And the Bible tells us this several times. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And that's where I get the title of my sermon. So essentially what he's saying is that it doesn't matter if people will persecute us and we'll go through these tribulation. We go through even just, you know, natural disasters and things like that, and just kind of distresses in this life and things that may cause us trouble, because we know in the end that we are conquerors through him that loved us, which of course is referring to Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus says in John 16, verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So Jesus is saying that he's preaching these things. In John chapter 16, the last few chapters, he had basically delivered a great sermon to his disciples there. And he says, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace, which basically means like serenity of mind, right? Calmness, not worrying about the tribulation that we're going to go through, because he says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And then in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So here in Romans chapter 8, when it says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, right? We can tie this in through these other verses in John 16 and 1 John chapter 5, that Jesus says, I have overcome the world, but then as Christians, by believing in Jesus Christ who has overcome the world, we also have overcome the world. And the Bible says that the victory that overcometh the world is our faith, right? So by faith, we are conquerors, the Bible says. We have victory. We've overcome the world. It doesn't matter what people can do to us. It doesn't matter if people persecute us and kill our flesh, you know, because one day we're going to, you know, live forever and rule and reign on this earth with Jesus Christ, right? And so we should thank God for this, with knowing this. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, right? So we ought to keep this in mind, that we have victory through Jesus Christ, and we ought to praise God and glorify God and thank him for it. So let's bow our heads and pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to preach, and pray that you please fill every other preacher with the Spirit of God, that they might be able to preach your word. And please be with us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.